The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord. My oldest niece, Amelia, spent some time with me early last week. We had fun during our about 48 hours together, enjoyed a nice afternoon at Hershey Park, played several highly competitive games of Rummy 500, took my dog Cooper for a few walks, and read a lot. Amelia is a voracious reader, and so in the evenings, the two of us would sit in my screened-in patio room with our respective books until the wee hours. During one of those evenings, as I was reading slash sort of dozing off, I was reminded of something the Dalai Lama once said. Because all of a sudden, without noticing the attack or the attacker, I had about 10 extremely itchy bites on my arms and legs. The quote I remembered in that moment, if you think you are too small to make a difference, you haven't spent the night with a mosquito. We humans often embrace the theory that bigger is better. Bigger houses, bigger bank balances, bigger yards, bigger kitchen islands. But small things, even tiny things, can have a lot of power. Just think about those annoying insects. Every year, mosquitoes infect over 240 million people around the globe with malaria. 240 million people, killing close to 700,000 of them. A little tick carrying Lyme disease, an almost unnoticeable mole on your leg, a microscopic coronavirus called COVID-19. These things are life-changing, sometimes even world-changing. This is the third week in a row that our gospel reading has been from chapter 13 of Matthew. And this is the third week in a row that our gospel reading has been about Jesus telling parables to the disciples and the large crowds gathered around him. First, You may remember, he told the parable of the sower who threw seeds everywhere on a path, on a rocky ground, among thorns, on good soil. And Jesus told the parable of the weeds among the wheat, in which bad seed is sown in a field of good seed. And the weeds and the wheat are left to grow together until the harvest. This week's gospel starts off with Jesus telling a parable using yet another farming image, that of someone sowing mustard seed into their field. But then things start getting a bit confusing, because we get this series of very short parables that don't seem to have much in common, except they all start with the words, "The kingdom of heaven is like." The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, like yeast mixed in with flour, like treasure in a field, like a merchant in search of fine pearls, like a net thrown into the sea which catches fish of every kind. Now, I don't mean to be irreverent, but often when I read this passage, and it is not one of my favorites, I think to myself that the list Jesus offers makes about as much sense as if he said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a banana, like a road sign, like a broom, like maple syrup, like Toledo." Like, what do any of those things have to do with one another? Such different images. By putting them all out there together, perhaps Jesus is trying to teach the crowds and us a lesson. Perhaps Jesus is trying to teach his followers that human words and concepts are just too limited to describe, just too limited to explain the kingdom of heaven. Our language, whether the Aramaic and Hebrew Jesus would have spoken, the Greek in which the Gospels about him were written, the English translations we read now, well, it simply cannot adequately convey what the divine reign of justice, mercy, peace, and love is like. One parable would never, could never be enough. But one parable is all I'm going to talk about today, because otherwise we'd be here for hours. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. So it's possible that when you hear the word mustard, you start thinking about the yellow stuff in the squeeze bottle you put on a hot dog. And incidentally, if you are a person who puts ketchup on hot dogs, please don't tell me on the way out the door this morning. You are wrong, and there is nothing for us to discuss. Condiment debates aside, when the people around Jesus heard the word mustard, they would have started thinking about teeny, tiny seeds, just 1 to 2 millimeters in diameter, 0.06 of an inch across, that could grow into plants up to 9 feet tall. Kind of impressive that something so small could become something so big. But after hearing the word mustard, the people around Jesus also would have started thinking about how invasive mustard is. It's actually more like a weed than anything else. It might be a useful weed, now that we've figured out how to blend it with other ingredients to end up with gray poupon and honey mustard salad dressing. But mustard grows fast, and it soon will take over a field as the seeds fall and quickly germinate. What a wonderful image for the kingdom of heaven. It would have been reassuring to those gathered around Jesus, who was a no one from nowhere, to hear that the small little movement they were a part of, a clump of fishermen and tax collectors, and the broken and marginalized and needy people alongside them, that they could grow into something that would profoundly change the world. That little seeds of faith and hope might spread far and wide, germinate and take root, blossom into something hardy and persistent, fruitful and good. More than 2,000 years after Jesus first told the parable of the mustard seed, his hardy and persistent, fruitful and good community lives on in us, in you and me. May our discipleship continue to blossom in love, welcome, forgiveness, and mercy.